Now, one of the interesting players that the Sydney Kings are going to blood for the first time in Tamworth is an import called Jarae Grant, who comes from a very good pedigree in the US.
Oh, absolutely. His dad and his uncle, I suppose you call them, both played, Harvey and Horace Grant, both played in the NBA, one with the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, he had a great season the last 4 years, actually, playing for the University of Clemson. And it really is, I guess, another example of the good fortune of the NBA lockout. He would have normally been spending that time around October, November, going through the process to try and get selected into the NBA. But fortunately for the Sydney Kings and the NBL, that he's decided to use this season because of the lockout to come and try and fine-tune his skills over here in Australia. And he's going to be a fantastic addition to the Sydney Kings. And Sydney have made some really good pickups this year. They had Julian Kazoo, who was the runner-up in the MVP voting last season, but they've picked up some guards in Aaron Bruce, and also Kevin Rash is another player that is going to be very, very exciting for the Sydney Kings. So they've put together a nice-looking team, and they're going to be in playoff contention this season, I'd expect.
So you would imagine two pre-season games against the Blaze here in Tamworth are going to be pretty exciting.
They should be. I think you know, both these teams are looking to improve on what they did last season, and their preparations are going to be critical, and I think they'd be using it to really just to fine-tune what they've got to do for the start of the season. And, you know, just with the characteristics of the two head coaches involved, you can 100% guarantee that both these teams will be going at it. It wouldn't matter when the game was played or where it's played, but they're both extremely competitive, and I'm sure they'll be out there to obviously have a look at their team, but certainly be competitive and be desperately trying to win.
And I can announce that both matches' general admission has been sold out, which is probably a first here in Tamworth, just corporate boxes available, so that's good news.
It's fantastic, and it's indicative of what's going on around the country with the basketball. It's really had a resurgence of late, and it's great to see the people of Tamworth getting out there and taking this opportunity to see some fantastic basketball.
One of our best young basketballers, 18-year-old Nick Kay, he's just headed off to college in Denver, and I was talking to his dad last night, loving it so far, nice hot weather, of course. Nick Kay, who's was a member of the AIS team that toured China recently, have you heard of him?
I have heard of him. I'm not familiar with his game too much, but he might be loving it in Denver right now, but wait till he gets to Denver in the middle of the winter. It'll be absolutely freezing. The conditions that I'm sure he's not normally accustomed to, but it's a fantastic opportunity for him. And, you know, we've got a lot of young Australian players playing at the collegiate level now. In fact, there's over 100 Australian players playing at that level, which is fantastic, not only just for their basketball, but they get the opportunity to go over there and get an education via their scholarship. So it's a wonderful thing, and you know, I'm sure that in the future there'll be many, many more to follow suit.
Many thanks for giving us some of your time this morning. Pass on our best to the Boomers. We want to see. I know that you've come oh so close to three Olympic medals with 3/4. It would be lovely to see an Olympic medal in basketball for the men, wouldn't it?
Well, let's hope so. And they've certainly got a good team and a good coach, so we're looking forward to some good things with them.